don't know who you are.
I think Audacity works now that I updated.
I don't know who you are. What? But I will find you.
I guess updating your computer actually has benefits.
I haven't done that in a while. That was pretty bad.
I would try it. It helps.
Kermit?
No, update.
Oh, updating? No, you're talking about both of those I haven't done in a while. Because it's so annoying. Then it closes all... You have to re-put in all your passwords and all that stuff.
I didn't have to do that.
Well, like... Social media stuff.
Oh, yeah. You
have to re-log into everything. Especially Netflix now
they came out with a whole new OS.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like an update to the OS. It's a whole new one.
Yeah.
At least that's how far behind I was. I guess I don't know if...
I don't know at this point anymore. Apparently, a new iPhone came out.
13? You 16? Can make movies with that thing.
Yeah.
16?
Yeah, something like that.
I'm 19.
I'm 19.
I have the 10 or the X
still. I have
still.
The X.
I think I still have the 8.
Does it have a button?
Yeah, it's got a button.
Okay, so yeah, you probably have the 8.
But my dad just got the new B.
Like the...
With the button.
Yeah.
From like 2020.
But it has the software of a new iPhone. Correct. I almost said iPod. iPod Shuffle. Oh, darn it. That was so close.
God damn it.
So I just found
Apple.
I found my new my old shuffle.
Like
the one that we use to listen to Dane Cook.
Is it that one?
The stick. Like the stick.
Yeah.
The one that has a USB built into it.
Yeah. No screen, just buttons. I want to pull that out and see what kind of music's on there, cuz I'm sure it's bangers.
Are you able to charge it?
Yeah. Just charges like a USB.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. That's back in the day when they made things right, you know? Not any of this junk anymore.
Who? Why?
Who is it?
It's my grandma and grandpa.
We should pause this and you should answer.
Are you actually going?
Yeah. Yeah, it is going.
Okay.
You guys can get
the welcome.
All right.
Hello?
Welcome back! To the North Star cast, my name is Matthew Palmquist. Alongside with me is Kyle Moore and was Brent Wallace.
He had an impromptu grandma call that he has to attend to. So it's just me and Matt to start off. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Doing pretty good.
Not one.
I really don't know. I have nothing.
I mean, Brent is our...
Come on down.
Elena Coppin, come on down.
We actually have a few things to talk about, to be honest.
Yeah, we really do.
Vikings loss and upcoming game. We have Kaprizov signing.
How exciting.
Something else.
You can go around. Never mind.
I felt like I saw those cords moving and I was like, this is bad.
I was waiting for it to go wrong.
Have you ever been in the studio?
No.
You need to realize that you are running the show right now.
What does that mean?
Well, you have the power to stop us. You have the power to turn volumes up or down.
I just felt a tingle.
Right?
Do I get a soundboard?
It's the podcast. I have the soundboard.
Can you do a sound?
Yeah, what do you want?
I don't know. Surprising.
Now what?
Appropriate.
That's what she said.
That's good.
There's some good ones on there.
Yeah.
We've talked about adding ones, and we haven't.
I just haven't done it.
Yeah. It's a lot of work. Light.
Suck one.
Ah.
What?
It's unexpected.
Do you know what movie that's from?
No.
It's Semi-Pro. Semi-Pro, yeah. With Will Ferrell.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah. You and SNL movie. Yeah. See, this is a horrible setting because Kyle and I quote SNL movies.
Do we
want to
talk about
the
Godfather?
It's honestly kind of the same because Brent doesn't know anything about SNL.
Yeah,
either.
No, really. It really hasn't changed.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
So congratulations. You are now a part of the North Star cast. We have replaced you for Brent Wallace.
Here we go.
Hey.
Thank you. Does that mean I get the baby?
No.
Oh,
no.
You got to talk to the boss about that one.
Yeah.
I get the baby and the wife in the house.
We don't mess with that.
Well, sure. Yeah, you can have all that.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. All right. Bye.
What? Much has happened?
Now what?
Are we trading places? So now Brent gets to live here?
No.
Oh.
No.
Tell us how you really feel.
I mean, yes. Yes, he can.
Wonderful.
No, please, no.
I was getting the best.
Could you imagine all of us being roommates?
Yes,
I think
can.
It would. I think
it would be. It would go really well.
I think so.
You guys would never go to work.
Are you mental?
We have to make money.
Yeah. How do we pay for our rent?
Yeah.
Constant
and our
podcast.
Beer.
Yeah, you can podcast way more.
Yeah, we could actually make this a thing, right?
If we all would have went to the same college and all lived together, which me and Brent didn't live together, but...
We messed that one up, Matt.
What do you mean?
UMD.
Half of our high school went to Mankato.
Yeah, it was... D-U-M. And only three of us graduated.
Yeah, good point. You, Brent, and...
Strandy.
Oh, nice. Hey, congrats, Strandy.
Yeah, that's about it.
Work.
But that would have been the perfect time to do a podcast, because then we would have been able to do videos all the time,
right?
Podcasts all the time. Now we're old.
We started in college.
Yeah. We did.
We start Brent's 21st birthday. April something or other.
Yeah.
His birthday's the 15th, okay. But we started.
Our first ever one, wasn't it in St. Peter?
It was at Brittany and Wes's place.
Yeah.
So shout out Britt and Wes. Speaking of Wes, I'm sure we'll talk about
it. Oh, yeah.
We can talk about it when Brent gets back.
Back.
But Elena was part of it.
Correct.
I observed, yes.
What was your experience? So we're going to talk about we made a hot sauce video. We don't really want to talk about it too much other than a few things that happened.
Yep.
But we can talk about...
During and after.
Correct, right, and right, it would right. be nice to see a bystander's experience of the entire event.
This is a PG show. I don't want to get too graphic.
Oh, no. We're absolutely going to talk about after.
Yeah. What was your experience of just watching it all unfold? Because you had some of the hot sauces after the fact.
I did.
But you watched us while the video was going on.
Yeah. I was hoping that the mic wasn't picking up the chewing, because some people really don't like the noise of chewing, but that's... You go 3, 2, 1, and you go...
Like the ASMR kind of thing going on.
Yeah, that was tough. I don't mind it, but I was thinking of the people. I'm like, it's a lot of chewing.
From what Matt and Brent said, the video quality turned out good, but the audio quality was... good as well. We used the mics that we use for the podcast. You guys had a really great setup. I came a little bit later and I walked down and we had the mics set up in a great spot, great lighting, great camera. Everything was we're definitely getting better
at
it.
We really are.
Hour and what of footage?
It was close to an hour and a half of footage.
Wow.
A lot of it was getting ready, right? Mm-hmm. We had it recording for a while, and then there's a lot that will kind of
yada yada. Yeah.
I feel
right?
like the video
forward
hopefully will be right around 20 minutes or so.
Okay.
Yeah. Hello.
Chris Farley.
Yeah.
Because
there is a few key points of the video that happen where you obviously want to see that, but a lot of the times it is going to be the speed up, a lot of cutting, a lot of stuff like that. So
dramatic zoom. I want a dramatic zoom on one specific
part.
Oh yeah.
I asked Brent that. I was like, are you able to because there was a few times where it's Matt was doing something funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously,
Perry's
little experience that he had.
R.I.P.
Brent, myself, I was very extravagant in my reactions to how the hot sauce went.
That's what the people want.
Well, yeah. Matt kept a poker face the whole time, which was probably a good strategy to have.
I mean, hey, you got to try for the people, but... it hurt.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
It hurt.
Yeah.
That night.
Yeah.
It hurt.
Yeah.
The next day.
That night? Well.
Oh, I mean, just the pain.
Yeah.
In my body tingled.
Yeah.
We'll get, you can watch the video. Please watch it. Please watch the video.
Brittany's contractions had nothing on what was happening in your stomach.
Oh, no. It wasn't that bad. But my body felt like my whole body went numb. Like, usually when you eat a lot of spicy things, your tongue goes...
Like now? Yeah.
Numb.
Your thumb numb.
That's easy for tum, you to
tum,
say.
Tum, 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 but, whole body just started tingling. My knees, like, I felt like I needed to lay down.
Well, I guess we can use the podcast as, like, an after fact. So, we don't want to talk about the video.
Right.
We're talking about it upstairs of the aftermath. How did it go? I've kind of already experienced the aftermath of a hot sauce, very hot sauce.
Right.
How did it go for Matthew Palmquist over there?
I will say, no. I don't at this point. I think I woke up around 7:30-ish, next day and
in a sweat.
Not necessarily a sweat at that point, but it was, I think it was more the beer that we had drank. Yes. That first one. I think the first time was more the beer that you drink, and it was, it needed to use the restroom.
You're being transformed.
Needed to use the restroom after the beer. Mm. And sat down to watch some soccer.
Mm-hmm.
The West Ham...
Come on, Hammers, guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Forever blowing bubbles.
See?
Which is, it's awesome. Whenever they score or whenever they're coming out of the tunnel.
Thousands of bubbles.
Bubbles.
Bubbles! I bet they love that.
Bubbles!
You're serious.
But it was about 5 minutes into the first half where the first one really hit. And I... Thankfully, I had just finished the bathrooms, redone the bathrooms. So I put a door on the basement, like an actual door on the basement bathroom. It used to be an accordion door with a magnet on the side that was see-through. Just not a good bathroom door.
Yeah. Those downstairs bathrooms, too. You want a little.
Yeah. You want it to stay there. Yeah,
a little
yeah.
safety. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everyone knows downstairs bathrooms.
So that's where I spent most of the morning, maybe six times before noon.
That's almost seven.
I know, almost. I think if we had made it past noon, it would have been seven.
No, we had a boat to get to.
We did have a pontoon to get to, which thinking about it that night and thinking about the next day wasn't ideal.
It was risky.
It was very risky.
High reward.
High risk. Yeah. High reward.
Yeah. St. Croix is beautiful.
Yeah, it was. It was a gorgeous day, but
it was on Monday.
It was a gorgeous afternoon. It kind of did. It was kind of done after that point, but I tell you, Saturday or Sunday morning.
What do they call it? Earthquake? The
aftershock. The aftershock. Yeah, aftershock.
Yeah.
it hurt. Like every time.
There's no getting out of it.
No. It just, like everybody says, it going in, it burns coming out.
Yep.
So yeah.
Were you hungover at all?
No, not hungover. It was more the stomach issue.
Yep.
Right?
Well,
you could associate the stomach issues with a hangover, but we were back to drinking the next morning with a Bloody Mary. So,
yeah. Heck yeah.
So it was a Bloody Mary and a beer. What is it? A snifter? A snit.
Snit, I thought.
A snit.
Yeah.
Which is that little beer chaser you get with your Bloody Mary.
Except our chaser was like an 8% beer.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all we had because you guys drank us out of all the light beer.
We had a good time after that.
Well, because speaking of that, I drank.
You drank
a lot.
We all drank.
I drank a lot. I think the first time I've drank a lot in a while.
There was close. That's a lot of first time. I feel like there was close to 20 Mick Golden Light bottles in there.
Yeah.
And then we still had about 8 cans in there as well. Mm-hmm. And you had brought over some cans.
Yep.
And out of the 4 of us, the 4 of us,
yeah.
we were out the next day.
Yeah, well, I was, like, so speaking of that, I was hungover the next day.
Yeah.
And so I had headache.
Oh, no.
The stomach ache from the wings. Oh, no. And I knew what was coming.
Yeah.
I've experienced this already. Yeah. If you haven't seen the other video of the hot sauce bet, last one's last dab. Yeah. Same experience basically as Matt. However, that morning we had to do oil changes in three of the cars of my family. So I had to do Miranda's and then my brother had to do his two cars. So me and my dad left the house about, I already was in the bathroom once before we left.
What are you looking at, butthead?
And we leave for my brother's house to get his two cars. And Elena's leaving.
I'm subbing out. This Brent is too much back. For me. Too much.
You want to hang out more?
It's not safe for Elena.
And by the time that we were leaving Nick's house, they were already on the way to the shop. We do it at my dad's shop. And I was driving by myself. A little bit of a stomach scare was starting to happen, so I quick switched GPS to a gas station and made a quick pit stop. By quick, I mean about a 20 minute pit stop. And finally made it to my dad's shop. We did all the oil changes, got home. I think two more times in the bathroom. Not as many times as Matt.
Do your work.
And it was not fun. The day after, I will still agree with myself. The day after was not as fun as the day of.
Day of was worse.
Welcome back, Brent.
Hi.
Hey, how are you doing?
How are we doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Day of was worse.
Day of?
Yeah. I'd say doing the challenge was worse than the day after.
Okay. But you're used to being in the bathroom a lot.
I am. Yeah, I do. I do pride myself there.
Yeah.
That is a throne of mine. And
oh, you're crazy.
So how far into the video did you get? Like how much have you explained to the video?
So our thing was we're not really talking about the video. Okay. We're talking about the day after. Okay. Because we want people to see the video and see the reactions of everyone and all of that. So,
because once the cameras turned off.
Well, let's start the insanity.
People were in pain. Yeah. Like once the cameras turned off, it was like turned back. Like the heat turned up because you weren't acting, but you weren't trying to be tough.
Yeah,
you weren't trying to be tough on the camera, and as soon as that turned off, it was.
I forgot about that one.
That's a good one. That's a great one.
So that was a problem. But yeah, the next day was an issue.
Because I said about
this dude wipes.
Because I said about Matt, not really. I said about Matt. He kept a pretty good poker face, and you did too. Pretty good poker faces, but at the we didn't even talk about Nick Perry and Wes Ord.
Whoa.
Were also a part of the video.
Shut your mouth.
The only reaction we got out of Perry from the next day was we had a group chat going and he just goes, "I just hurt." I just hurt is what he said.
Wes didn't really have much. That's what he said, and he kind of regrets it. He kind of wishes that he would have done better.
So hearing that. We possibly have another video of hot sauces where you said your father-in-law bought the hot ones lineup.
Yep, I have to talk to Chris about it, but
yeah.
I'm sure he'll let us.
Yeah, I don't want to put words into your mouth or anything that. But if we do,
I don't think he listens either.
If we do it,
shut up, Brent.
Okay.
So we're doing it now. If we do it, then Wes has to be a part of that one, and feel the pain that everyone else felt because
you jackass.
Yeah.
What then the next rule should be is instead of bailing out, you get to apply how much on, but there has to be a certain amount on it and you have to, everyone has to go all the way through it, but the competition is fully doused wings.
What about, yeah, fully doused, but certain amount of bites.
Are you mental?
See, I think the more bites help you.
if they're fully doused, it really doesn't. Like, from experience of doing the last dab by myself in a fully doused wing, the extra bites really just make it worse.
See, I thought it helped me on this one, though.
I
think the extra meat helps you. I do. Because, like, for example, this isn't spoiler, the last dab, we just did a dab of it.
Fingers.
No, I was talking about the first one.
Oh.
We did do a round where it was just a dab on the wing.
Yeah.
I didn't even taste the hot sauce on that one.
Because you sandwich it. You go, you take the bite, take another bite of meat, and then... But if it's a fully doused wing with the last dab, there's no running away from it. But if we just
take one bite, you're not getting nearly as much meat, but you're getting a lot of hot sauce.
Correct. Yeah. Well, I mean, you're getting all the hot sauce on the wing if you eat the whole wing.
Correct. But you're getting no meat with it. Where if you get more bites, then you get more meat. See what I'm saying? So, like, maybe it is just one bite of the dip.
Yeah.
You only get a sliver of the hot sauce.
If you do the one bite, you have to put, like, a dollop on there.
Yeah.
If you're doing the whole wing, you have to, like, douse it and all of that. I don't know. We'll have to figure it out. I just think of, like,
I will say, everyone made it very good. Like,
yeah, we all
did. I will
did
say
good.
The video turned out much better than I anticipated, with a couple people being Barry and Wes. I thought they wouldn't make it nearly as far as...
Yeah. Yeah. They made it pretty far.
And without some circumstances, I think everyone would have made it to the last one.
Yeah.
I think everyone would have done the fully doused wing at that very end.
That makes it all more the worthwhile if we do end up doing the next one.
I will say also, the next one, I think the hot sauces are hotter at a very early start.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Correct. Because technically with the last dab, we had 7 sauces.
Because the first 3 were
nothing.
Good.
Delicious. Orderable in restaurants.
The 4th one was starting to get warm. The 5th one was disgusting. And the 6th one was very hot. 7th was the last dab.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. I'm excited to do it again. I'd rather do it sooner than later.
Yeah.
I'd rather get it over with. Like, not get it over with, but also get it over with.
Yeah.
Nah, see, I need some time.
My stomach whining needs to...
No. Too much.
Before the golf season ends, we could try to figure out another golf video.
That would be fun.
And then for the winner, we do we do the hot ones challenge.
Eat shit, Derek.
The Derek is Derek, meaning the toilet.
But what else did you guys talk about while I was?
That was eat shit. That's it.
That was it.
That was basically it. We were just talking about the video, but I did preface Kaprizov signing, Vikings woes, and upcoming game.
Can we talk Vikings?
Let's talk Vikings. That's what Kirk Cousins is saying right now. Can you pull up
how we're doing?
I want to make a statement.
Brent's making a statement. Everyone shut up.
If we go 0-4, Zimmer gets fired. I think you have to fire him.
Yeah, I'm not opposed to that.
If you go 0-4 with this team, the problem was last year was defense. And yet the defense seems to not work this year again. It's and I don't know about the kicker situation. Like, there's something going on with Zimmer and kickers. Whether kickers don't want to come here and are scared to get cut right away, so they don't perform well. Carlson goes to Oakland and is doing perfectly fine there. I think it's time. I'm a big Zimmer fan. I've always been a Zimmer fan. But there is an issue with this team. We have the roster to do it, but Zimmer just can't get it from the guys.
I think about it too. I agree with you in a way of we've tried it. It's just not working kind of thing. Move on if things continue to get worse. On the other hand, we've lost by a total of 4 points in 2 games.
To teams we shouldn't have lost to.
Correct. Arizona's a tough team. That was a nail biter till the end. I wouldn't necessarily blame it on the kicker. Right. I would blame it a little bit more on the play calling, a little bit more on...
Agreed. Why'd we waste 30 seconds at the end of the game?
Yep.
Just to get it down to the kicker.
And then hindsight comes into that as well. You go back to the kicker thing, our first game, he nails the one to get us into overtime.
Are you playing something?
That's no, upstairs.
Is upstairs.
And then he ends up, unfortunately, missing the last kick to get us to the W against Arizona. So I don't necessarily blame the kicker. It's a little bit more of the play calling. Kirk Cousins has been on fire. A top five quarterback so far through week two, easily.
Agreed.
And we have the weapons. We have the defense that is... It's not an elite defense, but it's enough to get us to a point where we can win those close games. And we're kind of... It sucks right now because we lost two really close games by a total, again, of 4 points. So
you have one of the best pass rushers with Hunter. You have one of the best safeties in the game with Smith. And you have a couple up-and-coming corners.
Excuse me.
And two linebackers. Well... Vigil. He looks phenomenal.
Yeah.
Where the hell
he's
did
really
he come from?
He's really stepped up.
What's his name? Kendricks. He's great again. This defense should be good enough to win you games.
Yep.
They should be.
Right.
And Zimmer's supposed to be a defensive coach, and it has failed for a year and two games now. And I think I went into the season, it was Super Bowl or bust for Zimmer, for me personally. I think he needed to get to the Super Bowl in order to win, or in order to keep his job. And I think he's going to start off the season 0-4.
I think you're right. He's going to start the season 0-4. It just depends if the Wilfs have the...
balls.
Quote unquote, cojones. Five white balls.
Five white.
From the power trip. But if they have the balls to fire him, I don't know.
The problem is who do you bring in? And like you could, but you could keep someone in house. Like you could keep, who's the offensive coordinator?
Kubiak.
But
Clint.
He's, for the first time, I guess. No, Kubiak. He's a first time OC.
No, if I brought somebody Edwards. In, I'd move up Andre Patterson. The co-defensive coordinator. Yeah.
Think about it too, though. We're very close to a 2-0 rather than an 0-2 as well. Going back to the game one, driving down the field, Dalvin Cook fumble, bad call by the refs. Refs as a whole, so far this season, have been very iffy. And you can blame them as much as you want. It definitely seems like as... the NFL as a whole, it seems like they're a little off on their play calling. Game two,
right?
Just a missed field goal, bit of bad play calling from us. So I don't think we have to abandon ship just yet.
Right.
Green Bay is 1-2.
1-1.
Playing San Francisco next week.
The Bears are 1-1.
The Bears are 1-1 with Justin Fields starting, and the Lions are the Lions. So the division isn't out of the picture just yet.
Oh, hold on. The Lions are the Lions, but the Lions aren't bad.
Lions aren't that far away from, like, you could argue the same thing that we argued.
We're all basically in the same boat for our division. So the playoffs aren't out of the picture yet.
Agreed.
We have 15 more games to prove ourselves, so I wouldn't want to abandon ship so quickly. If we win this week, I feel like a lot of this stuff is fine. We'll just keep moving. If we get to 2-2, that's best case scenario. If we get 0-4, then I still agree with you. You gotta like look at what happened in the games, what's going on with the team, all of that stuff. But losing two games by 4 points isn't enough for me to be, like, scared at this point.
The reason it is for me is because, yes, the Cardinals are good. Like, they are a good team. We didn't think we would win that game in the first place, but we played well enough to win it, and we couldn't get it done. The other game, we should have won that game going into it. We didn't play well. And, yeah, Cook fumbles, but, like, we should have won that game. sucks, but we should have.
We should have won the Cardinals, too.
There is something to be said about high-end coaching, such as, now I'm going to blank it, Bruce Arians in Tampa, Kansas City.
PJ Fleck.
Who's Kansas City's got? Reed.
Andy Reed.
Andy Reed. These coaches seem to win games that they are not supposed to win, or they have an off game, but they still win. And, like, yeah, you can say Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, I get it, but at the same time, our like, Cousins is playing.
He's playing lights out. Just as good as those guys
right now. Yeah, so the difference for this Vikings team is we're good. To be great, we would be 1-1, if not 2-0.
I guess even
we're good. We're not great just yet.
The reason I would say do it now is because our division is not good. Like, our division is not. We don't look good.
Yeah, I don't know. Aaron played lights out on Monday night, and
he can
turn it on whenever he wants. He can. That's a scary. Yeah. You don't know what Justin Fields brings. Jared Goff is still a very abled quarterback. So we still have to prove it to ourselves. It's a struggling division, but we still have to come out and win games. I don't know.
I just see this year being the same thing, that we missed the playoffs by a game or two, and we end up middle of the draft.
Yep. If they don't fire him during the season and we don't make the playoffs, or if we're like a 500 team, I think Zimmer's gone.
I think he's gone no matter what. Unless we win, unless we go to the Super Bowl, he's gone.
Mm-hmm.
I will give him, we make it to the NFC Championship. I'll give him one more year.
Playing two games or one game?
Depends.
If we have a first round bye. Yeah. We're not getting a first round bye.
If we have a first round bye, he's staying for sure. Yeah,
exactly.
From starting from 0-2.
So two wins.
We'd have to win two playoff games.
I'd give him one more year.
I'd agree with that as well.
I wouldn't. The reason I wouldn't is his contract's up this year.
Yeah.
Does he have one more year?
I think this is it. I think the contract is over. Are you looking?
No.
Sorry. I think the contract is over after
making
this.
Making a formula for our...
Yeah, it sucks. It really does suck. But something's got to give, man. Like, contract. Mike Zimmer contract. Not salary. I guess that's the same thing, kind of. What are you doing?
I'm making a formula, or trying to make a formula for our picks spreadsheet here.
How's that going?
It's tedious, but it's good.
Okay. He's got a couple years left.
Does he?
He signed a 3-year contract extension last year.
Okay.
God, that's...
Which sucks, right? Because
that'll he put him signed through the 2023 season.
Right.
Jesus.
Zimmer?
Yeah. I mean, it really doesn't matter about coaching. Like, they just fire him. They just...
Right.
Because
right.
It's not like the difference
between... All the money's guaranteed.
The difference between...
I don't know where that came from. It doesn't affect you. I don't know what that is. It's me.
You or
yeah.
Is it me?
Are you collecting coins in Mario?
I don't know what.
Is it picking it up?
Yeah, it is. Did it work?
Oh.
I mean, it's back. Sorry for the technical difficulties, everybody.
Here, we're going to take a break.
All right, I think we're back. No more buzzing.
Hello.
All right, sorry about that. Yeah, Zimmer sucks. All right, Kirill Kaprizov signs 5 years.
$45 million.
$45 million. What do you guys think?
Worth it.
I think he's going to be a top five player in the NFL, NHL.
Well, I mean, he could be an...
He could.
Let's be real.
NBA. Let's go.
He looks more solid.
Yeah.
Stepping off that plane.
Yeah.
He looked good.
Yeah. He's built.
Yeah.
Lean.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
I think he's going to be a top five player.
Yeah. I had some buddies saying, we were talking about this, and And
what kind of buddies?
Yeah, whoa. Well,
my college friends.
Go on.
And they were saying, if he's getting paid Sidney Crosby money, he better be producing like Sidney Crosby. I don't think he needs to do that much, but he needs to be producing.
Crosby making? He's making 20 million a year.
8.7 million a year.
They did that on purpose.
What?
Sidney Crosby makes 8.7 million a year.
His contract has got to be almost done because they made that like late or early 2010s.
Right, I don't know when it's...
to do 8.7.
Yeah, to be 87.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, what losers.
Yeah. But there is player... So the thing with the contract, right? I don't think it was ever an issue of, like, is Kirill coming back? It was a matter of how long can we make the contract? The biggest issue was the Wild wanted him for, like, 8 to 10. Kirill wanted, like, 2 to 5. And the middle ground was the 5 years.
Right.
The 9 mil, I think, is a steal for his caliber of play.
I would agree.
There's guys making more doing less than what he's already done for this team in a matter of
like
a
Matthews
year.
Matthews makes 13 million.
Yeah, Erik Karlsson on, makes dude. 11 mil a year, hasn't done really much for San Jose. There you could go on and on. Drew Doughty, there's other defensemen that are Zach Werenski is making 9.5 at Columbus. So to get him at 9, that's a pretty good deal for us for the caliber of play that he brings. He's, if you're wanting a top caliber player, you need to pay him the right amount. And I think it was the perfect deal for Kirill. He's great for the organization. He's a goal scorer. He's a fun guy to have in the locker room. He's exactly what the Minnesota Wild needed when we didn't have a face of the franchise, and now he is that guy.
Dude, this only puts him at the 24th highest paid.
Yeah, so...
like, come on.
Right.
And you think about it, too. He's, what, 24? If he would have been on a rookie contract for 3 years, this is his big payday. So this is essentially the right move to make for both parties. It's a no-brainer. He's... like, I'm so excited for that. For him and for the Minnesota Wild.
Kuzneskov? How do you say that?
Kuznetsov?
Jamie Benn,
Alex Ovechkin, Mark Stone, and Malkinen are making 9.5.
Yeah, so
like it's just below those guys. He's tied with PK Subban,
who doesn't really do
and
much.
No other names.
Yeah,
he's just higher than Crosby, like you said.
I think it's a great deal.
I think it's a hell of a deal. 5 years, we get to lock him up for, and
he'll be almost 30.
Yeah.
Right.
We'll have him for the prime of his career, which is going to be a hell of a prime of his career if we want to re-sign him.
Right.
For another 3 years after that, and then he can do it as with what he will.
Right.
Them there, then there.
Who dee doo da?
We have a great decor. We have a great decor. We just signed Goligoski, correct?
Yep.
Jordy Benn. A lot of great veteran guys to replace Suter's big shoes to fill. We have a great set of forwards. The unfortunate thing with Suter was he was paid way too much for what he's worth now.
Right.
If we could get him for four, whatever Dallas is paying him, if we could have switched it to that, it would have been a no-brainer to keep Suter.
Did we sign Fiala?
We did.
How much?
A 1 year deal.
Oh, that sucks.
So
right.
That sucks.
One, I think it was pretty close to 5.2.
Yeah, something like that.
5.1.
Yep. We signed Eriksson Ek for a 4.5 mil a year contract.
Yep.
He's making 5.2 this year.
Who?
Ek.
So
this is the cap hits this year.
Why were they saying
Victor Rask is making 4?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Why did we not get rid of him?
That was a Paul Fenton move.
Dumba, 6.
Yeah, Rask was for Nino.
Yep. Yep.
Now he's where? Where is he?
Carolina.
Is he still with Carolina?
Yep. So the thing with Paul Fenton was,
I know that's where he went.
He traded Nino for Rask without ever seeing any sort of scouting report on Rask. He just traded Nino.
Just to get him out just of here?
So Jesus. That was one of the unfortunate trades. We kind of got lucky with the Fiala one, to be honest. Granlund was not the right fit here.
Right.
He was a good player. It's just not what we wanted.
And he's doing well down in Nashville
now. Yeah, he's doing just fine, but it's like we needed a little bit more oomph from a player, not from a 5'9" center.
Right.
Who's a little dipsy dude guy. All of that. So we're in a good spot. I love Bill Guerin. He's been
making all the right moves.
He did it all. All the help that he did for Pittsburgh, winning three or at least two cups when he was there as an assistant GM. He has the expectations for himself and for the organization, and he's making all the right moves so far.
Yeah. We have only 11 guys on contract for next season.
What?
We have only 11 that are like active NHL roster. 11 guys.
What is that? I don't
understand.
Are they restricted free agents or like what?
No, just like next year, if this was next year, we only have 11 guys that are suiting up to play. All the other guys are free agents.
Not the 2021-2022 season, but the 2022-2023 season.
Got it.
We're already in the season, baby. They're already playing.
Skull.
We
just beat the crap out of the Blackhawks.
Oh, did we?
Yeah.
Is there any games going on?
They have preseason, like, scrimmages.
Oh,
yeah.
Like, Rosie had a few snipes.
Did he?
Yeah, he looked good. Nice. He did look good.
Was Fleury playing? For the Blackhawks? No.
God, no.
Yeah.
That is so weird to see him in that.
Isn't it?
It's weird. Who am I thinking of a goalie that retired this past season? Pekka Rinne is who I'm thinking.
Henrik Lundqvist also retired this year.
He looks like such a prick.
I don't know what you're talking about. Henrik Lundqvist is the nicest looking man in the entire world. He looks so good.
I also saw on Spittin' Chicklets that he is so packing.
So
was that good? Was that good? Yeah, was that the right line?
No,
we totally didn't just cut out there, and I didn't have it written on my hand.
Look at him.
Yeah.
Prick.
Calvin Klein model.
Apparently, he's like one of the nicest guys ever. So I don't know what you're talking about, Brent.
Of course, he's nice. He's Swedish.
He's a good-looking dude.
And he's hung like a horse. So leave him alone.
Thanks,
Pecorino.
Thanks, Joe Nathan.
Yeah,
Pecorino.
Speechless.
Kind of going back off hockey, back to the football. I have the I have our picks up.
Oh yes, yes. We should probably do game score predictions for this Sunday.
I was a field goal away from winning.
What was your score? What was your prediction?
Well,
I had the Vikings.
Yeah. So we all lost the first week. We all picked the Vikings to beat the Bengals, which that hurt. Kyle, you and I picked the Cardinals to beat the Vikings. Brent did have the Vikings. I don't know.
I hate Zimmer.
For a $10 bet that we have.
That's a 37-yard field goal, dude.
He should nail it.
Why
can we not get a kicker?
What are our picks for Seattle? We already are over this. We're going to talk about it all night if we keep talking about
it. Brent and I have the Seahawks. You have the Vikings.
Yeah, I do.
I'm back.
They have to win.
The next week.
They have to win.
The Browns.
I picked Vikings tonight.
You and I picked the Vikings. Kyle picked the Browns.
They have to lose that game. What did we bet? 10, 20?
I don't know.
We had
$53.94.
We had to have, because it's the entire season.
$10 each?
What? No, 20.
$20 each?
Yeah, we got to do 20.
94.
No, we said 10. Did we?
Yeah, I think we did say 10.
It's a 17-game bet.
Also, I'm also losing.
Winner takes all?
Winner takes all.
So I make $40? Wait.
Math.
They have to win.
They have to.
This week? Oh, yeah, they have to, otherwise the season's done. But
dead.
But they don't have to do anything, right? They could lose this game. Okay,
this guy. This guy. Here we go.
What?
They have to.
Okay, may I win this week?
Yeah, you may. You also may not, so...
Those, grab the pass on the next to the door when you hit your head.
Oh, that bugged me.
That was my dad.
Nah, and Mr.
Really?
Enough.
You can know I, what I want.
Can I use the bathroom? I don't know. Can you?
I am right now.
And now it's both of our problems.
So, send me
so
home.
So, can you clean this up? I don't know. Can you?
Too good.
Yeah, they have to win. Score predictions.
Seattle 93.
Write it down. He said it. He can't take it back.
Seattle.
Could you imagine?
Seattle
93 points.
That'd be insane.
That's like 15 touchdowns for Russell Wilson.
I think it's gonna be defense. I'm going to go Seattle.
There is going to be some offense.
23, Vikings 17.
Wow. Matt?
What was it? 23-17?
Seattle.
That is correct.
Could you admit 93 points. That would be so crazy.
What a game.
93 to like 54.
Oh, just no, give it like an 86.
93 days.
Just every play touchdown.
They only care about, they each have a 2-minute warning,
yeah.
Or 2-minute, like, 2-minute drill.
And
yeah.
An offense out there all the time. And only go for 2 points.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. Onside kicks only.
Sorry.
Seattle, 38. Minnesota,
wow.
24. Seven.
Wow, that is a high-scoring affair.
Kyle?
I have Minnesota 24, Seattle 21.
Somebody's thinking with their head.
What are the odds on this game?
I think it's at 1.5, Seattle.
Yeah.
Oh, I would hammer the Vikings.
And then you would bet on them?
Nice.
Clap.
You would hammer the Vikings?
Wait, let me think about this again.
The Vikings are
I think
plus 1.5.
They're plus 1.5.
Oh, I would hammer
Seattle.
Seattle
at minus 1.5.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I would hammer.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No, we know that. I'm going to start doing score predictions on here now. Sorry.
If someone gets a score right, can we add this in? You get 3 points.
Okay, 3 points.
There's no way we're all three. You get 3 points.
Yeah, yeah. 1 point for a correct game.
Yeah.
3 extra points for a correct score.
I like that.
Yeah. Because we don't.
Agree.
We didn't really need a tiebreaker, but
right.
You got to add a little bit of flair.
Right.
A little bit of pizzazz. A little bit of. Let's do it.
All right.
Sorry.
Speaking of,
I kind of got into a mood.
How are fantasy teams doing?
No one.
2-0, baby.
Oh, okay.
Never mind. I am 0-2 in our dynasty league, thanks to Clyde Edwards-Helaire fumbling, and I lost by .07 points. 2-0 in a money league that I'm in, and 1-1 in the beer league.
I am 1-1 in 5 of my leagues and 0-2 in the other one. I
That's quite a swing, though.
My first week, I lost all 6 games. This week, the only one I lost was the Dynasty. And that's because Engels had, I'm sure he had, like, Derrick Henry, Alvin Kamara, whoever.
Yeah. My team sucks for the Dynasty League. It is so bad.
Mine's not ideal.
It's so bad.
It's not bad either. I've got Kyler Murray and Russell Wilson
you're
as
one
quarterbacks.
One.
I've gotten dead last
and
last
you're
2 years.
You're both 1-1.
For what? Keg?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're talking about
Dynasty.
Yeah.
Dynasty. I've gotten dead last the last 2 years.
Really?
Because I got first overall Clyde Edwards-Helaire, and then I just got Trevor Lawrence first overall,
yeah.
Which is not working out so far.
Trevor Lawrence might not have been a good pick.
He might be a bust.
But then, like, who else do you pick?
You said
I did.
You said it before.
But I will say,
but he's not,
situation.
Right. Right. He's not a.
Well, think, like, look at Sam Darnold.
Right.
Goes leaves to Carolina. Carolina, he's 2-0, and he's a pretty good quarterback.
You guys are both 0-2.
Yeah.
Clap.
You're the only 2-0-0 wins.
I'm so bad in that league because I didn't realize when we were drafted, like, I didn't fully know that it. Perry proposed, I remember he proposed the idea of a dynasty league after the draft, or like during the draft, or whatever. It wasn't like.
I got Christian McCaffrey in that first draft. That was big.
Yeah.
I think I had Saquon Barkley in that one, which really hasn't panned out because last year he was hurt. This year he hasn't done a whole lot.
My team is looks very good.
The only team that I'm happy about is the money league that I'm in. I'm 2-0.
Oh, there you go.
And
I beat that scumbag, Aaron.
Nice. Hey.
I had a trade with him. He backed out of it last minute, and if that trade would have went through, he would be 2-0, and I would be 0-2.
I thought that happened last year, too.
It did. He's a big scumbag.
In the playoffs.
He's a big scumbag.
Oh, wow.
It was right before playoffs last year.
Right before playoffs.
Yeah. Yep.
That's funny.
Yeah. Done. He's dead to me.
Done.
When it comes to fantasy football. what else we got?
I don't have much else. Yeah. That was the big hitters.
Yeah, I'm done.
Don.
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 Don. You got a day over there?
Forget it, Donnie. You're out of your element.
Dying liver?
No.
Just dying liver, question mark?
I got you. Don't worry.
That's a good one. That is a good one.
Loser. Alright, I'm good. Okay.
Your name is Matt.
Sorry, hold on. Ah, yes.
Oh, the Ryder Cup.
The Ryder Cup this weekend. Sorry, I forgot about
who
that.
Who are you taking to win it?
The U.S.
Europe.
No. Now, you want to put anything on it?
I'll put, like, a non-money bet on it.
Okay.
What does that mean?
I'll get you a... Yeah, I don't know. I was going to say, I'll get you a 4-pack of beer, but that's still money.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it's money.
I mean, you'd have to buy something to...
To do something.
No, I'm pumped for the Ryder Cup, though. I love
right.
it. Big fan.
It's going to be fun. Yeah, no, I think the U.S. will win. Kyle, who do you think?
U.S. Yeah. All day. America.
F yeah.
Skull.
We should win. Our team is stacked.
Right?
I didn't even see the rosters. We can talk about it after.
Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas, Bryson DeChambeau, Brooks Koepka, Patrick Cantlay, Harris English.
Berger.
Daniel Berger.
Spieth,
yeah. Xander Schifufli.
Hideki?
Hideki Matsuyama is Japanese.
I didn't know.
Don't
want to assume anything.
That's very nice
first,
of you.
He's the first Japanese to win the Masters.
It was a joke.
Who else? I don't know.
It's a very good team.
We have a very good team compared to...
But Europe is just very good at matches.
What is it, like
yeah.
John Rahm, Shane Lowry?
Rory.
Ian Poulter is
Tommy
Lee Westwood.
Yeah.
Lee Westwood's 11th Ryder Cup.
Yeah.
Tied for the most.
Tommy Fleetwood.
Matthew Fitzpatrick.
Yeah.
Nope, not Matthew Fitzpatrick.
Ryan.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it is Matthew.
No, it's Ryan.
Ryan Fitzpatrick. Two very different looking dudes. Matthew is very young. He looks like a high schooler.
Yeah.
Ryan is a man. But all right, let's put it right.
Cool. I'm Matt Palmquist.
I'm Kyle Moore.
I'm Brent Wallace. We are the North Star Cast, wishing you a very happy National Checkers Day.
King me.
Bitch.